Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you, James 4:8. God offers to each person the opportunity to draw near to Him. But it is good for me to draw near to God, Psalm 73:28. Drawing near to God is a blessing for us. We draw near with a true heart, in humility and in love. We must also draw near and surrender. We must be willing to surrender our will to the will of God. Then Jesus saith to His disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew 16:24-25. We secure our life when we surrender our life to God. We must commit ourselves to God. "Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator." 1 Peter 4:19. In drawing near to God, we will experience some trial and suffering because of Satan and the enemies of God. God will provide the strength and wisdom to endure whatever difficulty comes to us. Drawing near to God assures us of the value of our soul and the care that is involved in saving our soul. God speaks of the churches of Macedonia that first gave their own selves to the Lord, 2 Corinthians 8:5. If we give ourselves to God, we will follow the will of God and be protected by His divine providence. Giving ourselves to God means that we strive to walk in the way that God has directed through His holy will. We seek to please Him in all things. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. God has provided the means by which we must surrender to Him, as Jesus has been sacrificed for us, and that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5:15. If Christ was willing to die for us, should we not be willing to die for Him so that we might have the assurance of eternal salvation? When we commit to God, then God will commit to us. Our conviction should be, "For I know Him whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." 2 Timothy 1:12. Our surrender to God brings to us a deep persuasion of our eternal well-being. We must, in all of our days, fight the good fight, finish the course, and keep the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.